All right. The World Health Organization has officially deemed the coronavirus outbreak a global health emergency. With fears of a possible coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world, many investors are concerned about all the negative impacts that an outbreak could have on the global economy and their investment portfolios, too. So here to explain just how the markets reacted to past epidemics is Mark Ting, our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Hello there, Mark.
Hi.
Okay, how have North American markets reacted to coronavirus?
Well, the North America markets are holding up pretty well considering all their very negative headlines. So we're seeing that both the TSX and the S&P 500 are still positive for the year. There were a couple of days there where we saw some decent drops, but those sort of selling pressures were pretty short-lived, and the indexes recovered over the next few days. But we're definitely seeing quite a bit more volatility, but no real big sell-off so far for the North American markets. The Chinese and the Hong Kong markets, understandably, aren't faring as well.
So how surprised were you then by the stock market's reaction to this ongoing situation with the virus?
Yeah, I mean, a bit surprised, to be honest, because I know that markets hate uncertainty, and what is the coronavirus? It's like the epitome of uncertainty because nobody really knows its long-term effects. And, you know, the quicker the virus spreads and the more time that passes until we get it contained, I'd expect more volatility in the markets. However, countering all that uncertainty, there's a lot of positive economic data. It's what we call earnings season. And we're seeing in the U.S. so far that several high-profile North American companies have beat expectations. So there we have it. We got the coronavirus on one hand that's blamed for a lot of negative days, but then we got strong corporate earnings, which are countering that and limiting the damage. When I talked to some portfolio managers, they believe that the coronavirus will negatively impact certain economies and markets, but that the effects will be relatively short-lived.
So what makes portfolio managers think that it's going to be short-lived?
Because every portfolio manager has a crystal ball, Gloria.
Exactly, and they're all half right.
They're always half right. You know, they're basing their conclusions on what has happened to markets and global economies in the past with these past contagion outbreaks. So coronavirus is often compared to SARS. There's a lot of similarities. And with SARS, it took about 6 months before it was fully contained. And during that time, 8,000 people were infected in 29 countries, of which 774 died. From an economic standpoint, the outbreak significantly impacted the Asian economies, especially in like the tourism, airlines, retail, real estate, and food and drink industries. Stock markets, it may sound counterintuitive, but markets performed well during and after the SARS outbreak. The S&P 500 was up 20% in the 12 months following SARS. Other flu outbreaks had similar results. If we took the avian and the swine flu, a year later, the S&P was up 18% and 38% respectively.
Wow. So why do you think that happened? The S&P 500 gaining in values. You know, that was a concerning outbreak.
Yeah, they're all concerning.
Yeah, yeah. True.
I think, to be honest, I think it's lucky timing more than anything else. I don't think there's a correlation between epidemics and higher stock valuations. So SARS happened in 2003 after the tech bubble burst, which caused the S&P 500 to drop by 49%. So then when SARS hit, the markets were already extremely oversold and were due for a bounce. So the recovery that followed had little to do with SARS. Markets just reacted as they often do when they're oversold. They rebound and they revert back to the mean. And that's how market cycles work. And if we look back at the avian and the swine flu, they occurred several months after the dot-com bubble burst and the credit crisis of 2008. So again, during a recovery phase there. After I looked at all the market data from all the historic epidemics, so we're talking about Ebola, Zika, HIV, pneumonic plague, MERS, all of them, on average, the S&P 500 was up 8.5% in the 6 months following an outbreak.
Well, interesting stats when you look at some of those trends. Are there any investments or markets that we should avoid?
It wouldn't surprise me if we saw further drops in the Chinese stock markets and lower oil prices, as the coronavirus will have an impact on global economic growth. We're also seeing money flowing into traditional, quote-unquote, safe haven investments, and those would be gold, bonds, the U.S. dollar, and the Japanese yen. Once the virus is contained and life goes back to, quote-unquote, normal, financial markets typically stabilize, and areas of the market which might have been oversold due to some panic selling, they recover. Historically, in almost every case, this is how things played out with all these other epidemics.
So any other advice, Mark, for investors who are, you know, really concerned about the coronavirus's impact on their portfolios?
Yeah, when I always think about these, because the coronavirus is what we're talking about today, but it could be trade deals, it could be issues with North Korea. I always tell people is, like, you can spend hours worrying about these things, but you have zero control over them. And often what happens for a lot of people, it might cause them to make impulsive decisions, which history has shown rarely works out in the long run. So for people with longer time horizons, and they have a well-diversified portfolio, which would include some of these safe haven assets like the gold, the bonds, and the U.S. dollars. All these things act as volatility dampeners, and they're there just for cases just like this. So I tell them not to worry so much about it. Instead, they should be focusing on things that they actually can control in their financial lives, like things like updating their will. I always talk about that. Reducing debt, earning extra money, all these things will be way more impactful on their financial health. Now, for those with short-term time horizons, less than 3 years, then you have some decisions to make, perhaps adding some of those safe haven assets or implementing a low volatility strategy. That might make sense. If you're working with an advisor, now would be a good time to set up a meeting and go over those options.
I see. While we have you here, and we will be monitoring sort of the ongoing effect of coronavirus, depending on what happens over the coming weeks, but the news today from the Bank of Canada, it looks as if interest rates are going to go down again. What are you looking at in terms of the effect on the housing market locally?
Well, let's talk about the mortgage market. So the mortgage market, bond yields are going down because their money is flowing into these safe haven assets, which include bonds. And when there's more people buying those bonds, the bonds sort of go down. So you can expect like 5-year fixed term mortgages. Those things are trending down. Now, if they're going to do the Bank of Canada variable rate, which is the overnight rate, that could also be going down because of the coronavirus, and that's because of slowing economic growth. So all these things, well, they're all connected.
They're all interconnected.
Yes. So good news, bad news, I don't know. Is there good news with the coronavirus? But for some people, you know, there might be a silver lining.
Okay, Mark, we'll see you next week. Thank you. That's Mark Ting. He is our guide to personal finance. He's a partner at Foundation Wealth, and he's here every week at this time. If there is a financial-related question that you'd like Mark to answer, maybe it's something we can discuss here on air so everyone can benefit from his advice, feel free to contact him, markTingCBC@gmail.com.